Experience the world of January Jackson and Friends, the premiere, where beautiful women can and will stoop to ugly acts in the name of love, lust, and power. In the face of unspeakable erotic betrayal, no one is safe. Behold how lust and passion can quickly cloud judgment, and how wrong choices will forever change a friendship. These lifelong friends will soon learn that beauty is truly only skin deep, as the true ugliness of their souls is revealed by the most horrific acts and emotions. As young girls, January, Jasmine, Monica, Charlene, and Terry vow to be friends forever. As teens, their emerging passions began to test the bonds of their friendship. As adults, lust, deception, and treachery caused their lives to come crashing down. Can their friendship survive the ultimate betrayal? Their passion for life is what connected them as friends, but now this same passion threatens to break them apart. When the dust settles, who will be left standing and able to pick up the pieces? Can friendship triumph over betrayal? Available online, get your copy of January Jackson and Friends, the premiere, by Zoni Felder in ebook, Kindle or Nook edition, paperback, and in hardcover. Filled with drama, lust, and suspense, get this year's sleeper hit novel and be sure to visit www.zonifelder.com for sales and events.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you listen to the Stephen Knight Show. Everybody, my name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight. We have another great show lined up. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. It seems like every time you turn around, there's a new reality show on TV. And tonight I've asked a panel of guests to weigh in on just how real reality TV is and how it's influenced our culture. As always, want to be part of the discussion, so call in with your questions and your comments. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. You can also join us on chat. There's a link on our Facebook page. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you feeling tonight?
Feeling good. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Laid back. Didn't do too much. No, it was raining off and on. So,
yeah, that's true.
Didn't do too much. Weekend is always good.
Right. Exactly. Well, before we go further in the show, I wanted to take a moment. I know Ms. Parker probably talked about this more into our entertainment news segment, but a lot of us have heard about the tragedy that happened in Aurora, Colorado, over the weekend, where the man came into the movie theater and basically shot it up, killing 12 people, injuring 70 total. So we wanted to send our condolences and our prayers and thoughts to those affected, to the families. I was watching CNN, and they were showing some of the families of the people who passed, and then even some of the people who survived. And it's just a reminder to me that, you know, I put it on Facebook over the weekend that life is a gift, you know, and at any moment, anything can happen that can change everything. So I just wanted to send our thoughts and prayers and condolences to the family. Anything you want to add, Ms. Parker?
Definitely. I mean, it's, you know, very sad. There are some really crazy people out here, and, you know, you never know when it's going to be your last. So make sure you live, love, and laugh. You know, it's just I was really overwhelmed, but it's craziness. It's craziness.
Yeah,
people,
it's very
people, just for the family and friends, people who lost their loved ones.
Yeah.
In this tragedy.
Absolutely. Let's move kind of towards directions. CK Adam, you on the line?
Hello.
I am. Yes.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
What's going on with you,
sir? Nothing much. I know Batman was the movie everyone was going to see this weekend. Did you walk in to see it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, tell us about it.
Shoot, Adam. You go first.
All right. I'll start us off. Batman saw this weekend. It was good. It was definitely a good movie. I personally thought it was a little long. It's the final part of the trilogy, so we kind of get Christopher Nolan, the director, who's done movies like Inception and Memento. It's his final piece of the Batman trilogy. So it was about 2 hours and 45 minutes, so it is a little bit long. Some of the stuff could have been cut out, and there's, you know, typical superhero little plot holes here and there, but overall it's entertaining. You know, Bane did as a good villain. I wouldn't say as good as the Joker, but he definitely held your attention, and he definitely seemed menacing. And, of course, Christian Bale does a good job, as usual, as Batman, and a lot of other good things in the movie that I don't want to spoil into it, but very entertaining. What did you think, Chike?
I agree with you. It was long. But from watching movies the way that I've been watching movies, I think that it was long because they wanted to fit in a lot of content, and it was a setup for the next chapter. So this was a three-movie deal. You know, this is the Dark Knight series. This is the end of that chapter. And, I mean, I don't want to give any spoilers away, but you saw it just as I did. You know, they set you up at the end for, you know, the next chapter. So I think that it was pretty long because they wanted to fit in all that content. I give it a thumbs up. It is a little long, so if you're, you haven't seen it and you're going to go see it, just know that you're going to be in there for a while. I thought it was entertaining. I thought that the introduction of the characters in this movie, it was a really nice setup. I thought they did Batman great justice with this Dark Knight series. And I don't know if you saw the previews in the movie that you saw, but they gave a sneak peek into next year's Superman movie.
Did you see that? Yeah, that looked interesting. I'm not a big Superman fan personally, but I definitely looked exciting.
I'm not a Superman fan like that either, but what I do know is that they're setting up to do the Justice League, so they have to reintroduce characters
in
order to do that compilation.
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
So, needless to say, Batman was the only movie that I saw this weekend. I do have plenty of other movies that are coming out. I'm looking for The Watch, Total Recall.
Yeah, Total Recall
Legacy,
was great.
The Campaign with Will Ferrell. Sparkle. And for the kids, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't see it. Chike, did you see the preview for Oz, The Great and Powerful?
I did.
That looks really good, too.
That's going to be awesome.
It's in the Wizard of Oz world, and it's kind of a prequel, Oz, of course, eventually being the wizard that you'll see in the later movie, or in, I guess, the 30 movie from the 30s. But James Franco plays a role, and it looks really awesome. So that'll be a fun one, but that's not until next year.
And I'm so happy they didn't get Johnny Depp.
I know. They tried, actually. They asked, but he declined the role.
Good.
Hey, Adam, you were telling me about your experience at Batman. Because everyone was kind of on edge, you know, because of what happened, obviously. Tell us about what happened to you when you were in the movies.
And maybe it was just overthinking it, but of course, with the recent events, you know, it was definitely interesting. We got to the movie theater, me and my brother, and it was an evening showing, and the theater was packed, of course, except for there was a seat next to me. So it was an empty seat, and as the movie, you know, as the trailers were starting to kick in, I was like, all right, sweet, I'm not going to have anyone next to me while everything else is packed. And this guy comes in at the last minute. He's looking down aisles, and he sees an empty seat. So he comes and sits down. And as he sits down, he puts his laptop bag down, like, under his feet. I'm like, okay, this is kind of awkward. You know, they're letting him come in the movie theater with the laptop bag. But, you know, I try to think nothing of it. I try to move on and watch the movie. But I'd say, you know, some part in the movie, probably within the first hour, he looks like he got a phone call or something. So he gets up immediately. And as he gets up, he puts the laptop bag on the chair. And that gave me a little bit of a panic, you know, because after what happened recently, you don't know what could happen. And, yeah, so he gets on the phone, like he, like, rushes out the aisle to take this phone call or whatever. And he leaves his bag there for probably about 3 or 4 minutes. So I definitely wasn't paying attention to the movie at that point. Yeah, I mean, fortunately, nothing happened. He came back, and it was fine. But, I mean, I was like, yeah, I mean, before this weekend, if it was, like, last weekend, I would have never thought anything of it. I would have then said, and, you know, the guy didn't look like anything threatening.
Why would he do all of that, knowing what happened, what recently happened?
Exactly.
Like, people are just so interested, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
know,
he looked like a college student or something like that. I mean, he didn't look like he was really paying attention, so. But, yeah, yeah, I mean, he didn't think anything of it, but I was definitely on guard. My brother was like, if it happens, I mean, nothing we could do about it, you know.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, I was definitely on a little bit of edge at that point.
Adding to that,
yeah.
I think that on the overall, I think that more security needs to be handled when, you know, in the theaters. Because I've gone in with a book bag, you know, I'll be the first one to admit, I'll stop at the CVS or the Rite Aid to pick up, you know,
snacks
and stuff, because I'm not buying movie snacks because they're so expensive. So I'm packing up my bag to take in there. No one ever says anything to me. But outside of that, you also have the bootleggers that go in and they take their equipment into film.
Video recorder.
Mm-hmm. No one ever checks for anything. So
they seem a little lax on that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a movie theater out here in the hood. They got a metal detector, South DeKalb Mall. They have and they have police check in.
I'm surprised that theater's still up. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, listen, y'all.
It may not be able to hear. It's been years since I've. Well, I've
been
there one time, it was years ago. So it may be close. You know.
Well, thank you, Adam and Chike. We'll talk again next week, okay?
All right, thanks
absolutely.
A lot.
All right. Hey, Ron, what's going on, man? Hey, Ron?
Did we lose Aaron?
We might have lost him. Okay. Ms. Ferguson. Hello? Okay. We got Aaron. What's going on,
yes.
Aaron?
Can you hear me? Oh, nothing much, man. Nothing much. I'm actually out and about in D.C. So that might be why you can't hear me. Yeah.
You're running the street.
Yeah.
What's the weather like?
The weather's nice. It's nice. It's clear. It's kind of hot. It's nice, finally. Finally nice weather.
Okay. What's going on in the world of sports?
Well, pretty much. I was going to talk about tonight, the whole Penn State debacle. It's over, finally. The statue, you know, is taken down, which I think is actually cool. Penn State, I think they lost 15 to 20 scholarships. Their football program cannot go to any bowl games for the next 4 years.
Yep.
And they're on the 5-year probation. So
and
I'm kind of happy with that. Oh, and also Coach Joe's wins from 1998 to 2011 are null and void. So Coach Eddie Robinson, who coached at Grambling, he is still the number one winningest football coach in college football history. So,
And they had the $60 million fine, right?
Yeah, which honestly, that's like nothing for a school like Penn State. That's nothing, man. That's like pennies.
Really?
Yeah. But, yeah. Oh,
wow.
That's nothing. that ain't nothing. That's nothing. I kind of feel like they should have actually just had the whole football season canceled. But then I kind of feel bad for the players who had nothing to do with the whole situation.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I feel really bad for the players, but I feel like they got what they deserved. Feel like he knew all along for years that man was a pedophile. He knew. He knew the whole time, years, and he
all
was going along with it. Wanted to just keep it secret just to save their, good name or whatever, or football standings or whatever the hell he was doing. But he knew. Like, how do you know a guy who was coaching with you is like raping little boys and you're okay
and
with that for years?
It's sick. Let it. Honestly, Ms. Parker, that to me is just as bad. It's just as bad. It's like you are condoning it. It's like you you think that that is okay. You think that it's okay to let this.
And you are letting it happen to more boys because from the first time you knew about it and didn't do anything, years. Do you know how that messed somebody's? All of those boys are dead.
Oh, these guys' lives are all messed up. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And you're damaging people's lives for years because you don't want to mess up your good football team or whatever you got going on. Horrible.
Yeah, selfish. It's selfish. Sick. It's sick. But what's cool is that the victims would definitely be suing Penn State. They have a great lawsuit. They can sue Penn State, and they'll never get their innocence back. But at least hopefully they'll be compensated, nicely for it. But just sick. But so Penn State's done. I'm happy. It's over. It's done with. Hold on, y'all, for 1 second. This is part of being in Washington D.C. There's an ambulance that's going right past me.
Jeez.
All right. Anyway, so that's pretty much all in the world of sports. Next week, I'll be talking about the Olympic Games.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
Yeah. So you can follow me on Twitter, Ron Cosby 1, or on Facebook, A. Ron Cosby, and also on Instagram. So look out for me.
All right.
Definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, all right, thank you. All right, y'all.
All right,
y'all.
Have
a good night. Be careful in the street.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Will do.
What's up, Ms. Ferguson? Is she asleep already?
You know she's going to come on some of them. I'm here.
I you know what? I think it's a problem with my Bluetooth.
There you go. What's going on?
Nothing much. Sorry about that. I've been listening. I've been hearing everything, but I guess my Bluetooth is dying, so that's the issue. Yeah, so sorry about that, guys. But, yeah, I'm here. Okay.
So what's going on?
Well, I have a couple of things for you all tonight, as usual. And I think that over the next coming weeks, through, like, Labor Day. All right. I'm sorry. My dog is getting in my face. Over the next couple of weeks through, like, Labor Day, I will probably have quite a few sales for you because, they're trying to clear out for the fall.
Okay.
So here we go. And, I know you guys are pressed for time, so I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. Wilson's Leather, they're having a 24-hour sale. So if you shop now through tomorrow at noon, you can get up to 70% off of original prices of select items. So you can do that online and, of course, in the store. And I always want to remind you guys that Wilson's Leather is no longer in regular malls. Now you can only find them in outlet malls and online. So if you're interested, then, of course, you have to go to wilsonsleather.com or go to the outlet mall. There's one up 400, and there's also one at Discover Mills, so just if you're in the Atlanta area. And if you're not in the Atlanta area, then, of course, you have to look it up online. Piperlime.com, they're having a sale, and if you shop now, you can get 20% off of the entire site. Okay, now this is only a two-day sale, so you have to hurry up and log on to piperlime.com. Okay. Express is having a sale for both men and women. They're having a buy one, get one 50% off on all women's suits and shirts. And then for men's shirts, you can buy one get one, and get one for $19.90. So that's a pretty good deal. Of course, the sale items aren't included in these sales, but, you know, it's still a pretty good deal. Shoes.com is having their sale, and they're having a sale on their entire site. And if you shop now, you can get 15% off of the entire site with the code TAKE15. Plus, you can get 20% off of all Sam Edelman purchases. And I'm not sure if you guys know who Sam Edelman is, but he makes some really, really, really good shoes. And you can find them all over the place. I mean, anywhere from, you can find the shoes in, like, TJ Maxx and Marshalls. You can find them in Macy's, Dillard's, Bloomingdale's, Belk, any place. He's all over the place. So I absolutely love, because his shoes are so trendy and they're not too expensive, so I absolutely love Sam Edelman. Today and tomorrow only, New York & Company is giving $50 off of your purchase of $100 or more. You have to use code 2837 if you're shopping online. So you have to use that code at checkout. And, of course,
off if you spend $100?
$50 off. So basically, they're giving you 50% off of your purchase if you spend $100. Now, if you go over $100, they're still just giving you $50 off. So what I would do in that situation is I would just, if you know that you're going to be spending $200, is I would make separate purchases. That's just how I roll. I mean,
and
you know,
what's the code?
It's 2837.
And that's New York & Company, you said?
New York & Company. And they also give you free shipping on your purchase of $100 or more.
Perfect.
Okay. And if you shop now through the 24th, which is tomorrow, shop at Bloomingdale's, you can get 25 to 50% off of select sale items. Like I said, they're clearing out for the fall. So probably I want to say around about a little bit before Labor Day and around Labor Day, I'm going to be telling you guys about some additional savings, like some additional percentages off. But right now it's just 25 to 50% off of select items. And it's tons of items. Don't get me wrong. It's tons of items. I'm not sure if you guys know about Toby.com, but that's like one of the best stores that you're not shopping at. It's not too expensive. They have stuff starting at like $5. I mean, you know, and they have stuff that ranges up to, you know, a couple hundred dollars. But, you know, Toby.com is really good for trendy things. And for those who don't know the site's history, the CEO of the site just proposed to his girlfriend, who is the stylist of the site. So they are a couple, and they've been dating for quite some time now. Well, he just proposed, and, of course, she said yes. Louis, I think she did. Anyway, at a celebration of that, today only, they're giving 50% off of everything on the site.
Wow.
So you need
What's
to use
the site name again?
Toby, TOBI.com. And
okay,
you need to use code CanLovesMaria50. And check out.
Maria.
Yeah, it's the sweetest little thing. And then it even takes you through, like, their little story or whatever, like, you know, how he proposed, a little note he gave to her and all that kind of stuff. If you're not in a relationship or if you're not, you know, engaged or married or whatever, it's going to make you pissed. Oh, excuse me, can I say that? It's going to really upset you. I'm sorry, guys. But anyway, because it's so sweet. It's just a really, really sweet story. But anyway, okay, so that's for Toby.com. So, again, Ken Loves Maria 50. Use that at checkout. Yooks.com, and that's Y-O-O-X.com. That's also one of my favorite retailers for designer clothes. They're having one of their sales. And if you shop now, you can get up to 75% off of thousands of spring and summer items because, like I said, they're trying to clear out for the fall. So, you know, and it is almost the end of July, so it's about time for them to start clearing out. So, and I'm sure they're just going to discount more and more items. So I'll update you guys with that as time goes on. But right now, if you shop now, you can get up to 75% off of thousands. And when I say thousands, I mean it's going to overwhelm you. Thousands of spring and summer styles. And last but not least, Nordstrom. And this is online and in the stores. They're having their anniversary sale, and they usually do this around, you know, maybe around at the beginning, well, the end of summer, beginning of fall, they have the anniversary sale. Well, this sale is a little bit different than all other sales because they're giving you money up. They're giving you savings on the upcoming fall items. So if you want to start shopping for the fall now at Nordstrom, this is the perfect time because you can save.
All right.
Of course, that's online and in the stores for men and women. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, cool. Definitely appreciate you. And they can find all this on Bucks.
And we can get all this stuff on, yeah, I was going to say online, right?
Of course you can. I know we're kind of fast. I know we're always trying to time.
I'm trying to shop.
She wants to go where she can see where she can find this stuff out. For budgetshopaholic.com, right?
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
Thank you, Janelle.
Okay, no problem. Thanks, guys.
And Ms. Parker, you want to talk about...
First, I want to say rest in peace to little Kyle.
He passed away on Saturday.
So very sad. So pray for that family, please. Mariah Carey is going to be the new judge on American Idol. I think it's just let that show go.
I think it's going to help with reviews.
You do. I mean, there's just too many singing shows on. It's like too many competition shows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know. But J-Lo left and Steve Tyler left. So, I don't know who's going to replace him. I rather liked him on the show. So, I don't know. I've watched it, you know, since it first started. But like somebody else said, you know, I was watching an entertainment news program. They were like, when the show first came on, the kids who were 14 are now 24, so the audience has changed. So
they're not going to change the way they do things
or just let it go. But, you know, because their ratings are slipping really bad compared to other shows. But I wish them well, and I wish her well. And Mariah might add a little spice to it because she's a little off. So it might be exactly what they need.
She has a huge following, so I think that'll help bring people want to see her each week. You know, they'll bring people to the show, I think.
Yeah, and I think that probably has something to do with them going with her. You know, I'm sure they consider all of that before they choose. Who do you think should replace Steven Tyler? Which guy do you think should replace him?
Oh, I don't know. What do you think about this? You know, Aretha Franklin has been saying that she wanted to be a judge on the show for one or two seasons. And on the Today Show, you know, they have that last half hour with Kathy Lee and Hoda. I can't think of her last name. And she basically said, Kathy Lee said that she doesn't think that, she thinks Aretha may be too old for the show because her fan base is a lot older. And a lot of people that watch American Idol probably don't even know who she is. Well, Aretha, you know, she's not one to play with. She actually
She went in,
sent an email to CNN in response, and she said, although she loves, you know, Kathleen Hoda, she said that they got it wrong on this one. She said that her fan base ranges from 8 to 90. And she said, she said 8 to 90. She said that parents play their music and the kids love it. And she said, you know, another thing was Kathy Lee was saying that Aretha doesn't like to fly. You know, she takes a bus. And Aretha said, I get anywhere I need to go on my luxury bus. She said, I've been from New York to L.A. four times this year. And she said, I get where I need to. If I sign that dotted line, I'll be there. But she said, basically, they need to research her before they talk about it. So the next day, Kathy Lee apologized. She said that she didn't mean any disrespect to her because obviously she's a legend, but she still sticks by her statement. But it was kind of funny because, you know, Aretha, it was just funny.
Riri went in. It was so funny because I was watching Housewife of New Jersey, and I could not believe that these two guys did not know who Patti LaBelle was. But there are people out there who
don't know, right?
Patti LaBelle, you know, mm-hmm. who these singers are. They're just, you know, their parents didn't play their music. And
right.
And, I mean, I wouldn't expect everyone to know who, you know, who she is, but I do kind of agree. I think that they would be going the wrong direction if they went with Aretha, because they want to reverse the show, make it more exciting and have more, you know what I mean? And they go to a newer, fresher type audience,
exactly.
I think, in order to be successful. But that that's funny. So she sent a letter to see. Why didn't she send a letter to
I don't know, but she sent it to CNN.
To the
they posted it. Yeah, she said they got, they usually get it right, but they got this one wrong. That's how she ended it. But then said she still
loved it. Wow. So they apologized this morning.
No, this was actually last week, towards the end of the week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so funny. But, you know, I wish the show well. I think it comes back on next fall. I'm not sure. But
okay.
In the news lately, Michael Jackson's mother was supposed to be missing. There's some kind of feud going on with the family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what it's about. I think it's about her being ill and certain family members want to take, I guess, want to be in charge of the will and in charge of the estate.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess she's saying that she's fine and she's not giving that up yet. So I hope they're able to get it together. But somebody filed for this report saying she was missing and she's not.
She took some time away. They said that she was kind of stressed out over Randy and Jermaine arguing over firing the executive of the will. And wanted them to take over, and it's like stress, so she kind of went away. But the crazy thing was that, you know, she cares for Michael's children, and they hadn't seen her in a week. And Michael Jackson's daughter, she needs to calm down on her Twitter, because she always going in on people. She went in on Randy on there, told him to stop spreading lies about her grandmother, and she'll defend whoever she has to defend for her family and all this stuff. But then she goes back and apologizes.
Well, I'm sure they made her, but
yeah,
I'm sure she knows what's going on better than we do, and
yeah.
And you know, and I think those kids have to be strong, because I'm honestly, the Jackson clan is not any.
They're not rap type.
Now I think they're trustworthy, so I think that girl needs to be on top of things. She needs to be smart, and she needs to look out for her and her brothers.
Yeah.
Because I think that they are money hungry. They love being in public eye. They'll do whatever it takes to have publicity. So I think that she needs to protect what she needs to protect. But you know, she's still a child. So she has to be respectful. But I'm pretty sure we're gonna see more of that happening as time progresses. That is about all I have. I heard Stacey Dash has a single out. I haven't heard it, but I heard that she came out with a single and is trying to be a singer now. So
wow, I guess
we will see how that goes. Have you heard
something
it?
Something has to stick. No, I have not heard it. I guess she said something has to stick. I don't know.
I know she's so pretty, but single ladies definitely need her back on there, because that's. That new girl, that's a hot mess. I mean, it went from bad acting to, like, horrible acting. So I wish she was able to work it out with Queen Latifah and stay on the show, but obviously not. Oh, let me not forget, Barbie Christine made her debut acting this week. I didn't see the show. How did she do? Did you see
She's
it?
On Tyler Perry's show, for better or worse. She had a small role. She's the secretary at the salon that one of the main characters works. She actually did pretty good, you know, being her first, you know, she seemed believable, and she got good reviews on it. You know, I was reading some of the blogs, and, you know, some people, just, you know, they think, you know, they criticize a little bit, but for most part, she seemed to have gotten good reviews on this. So Tyler Perry said he wanted to support her, because he knows how it is. He lost his mom, I think, 2 years ago, and he said that he knows how it affected him in his 40s. And her being a, you know, teenager, losing her mom, he said that, you know, he just wanted to be there to support. She said she wanted to act, so he said he wrote a little small part for her. But then he said that she did so well, he ended up making the part bigger. So, but he's just trying. He said that she's still grieving. He said she's still grieving, so he's just trying to be there for her. So, wish her success. You know, they have a reality show coming out too. Her family.
Really?
Chronicles. Yeah, the Houston Chronicles.
Wow.
We're gonna talk about reality shows on next.
I don't have too much to say. I'll skip.
Yeah, a lot of people have been kind of you know. But well, let's take a quick commercial break. We come back, let's talk about reality TV. How real is it and its impact on our society? Let's take a quick break.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Ms. Parker, before we go into the segment, what are some of your favorite reality TV shows?
I watch all the foolishness. I do.
You know, you watch all the foolishness? Okay, well, Basketball Wives, Love and Hip Hop, The Real Housewives, Braxton Family Values, Sweetie Pies, X Factor, American Idol, just a few of the many reality shows that millions tune into each week. It seems like every time you turn around, there's a new reality show on TV, ranging from singing competitions to cooking wars to running a business. Reality TV dominates on each network. Tonight I've asked a panel of guests to join us as we weigh in on just how real reality TV is and its influence on our society. And let me start off by introducing the panel, and we'll get into the discussion. First off, we have Adrian. How you doing, Adrian? Is she on? Adrian?
Hey, can you hear me?
There you go. How you doing, Adrian?
Hey, Stephen. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Adrian. Welcome.
Hey, everybody. Thank you.
TJ, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, everyone.
TJ?
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome. Marshawn?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on, Marshawn? All right.
What's going on, Marshawn?
Sharonda?
She may be on. I'm not sure.
Kimberly? Okay, they might not be on. Toya, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to the show, Toya.
Thank you
for having me.
And our very own Chike, welcome back, Chike.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's get into the discussion. Bad. So let me start with Adrian. Adrian, what are some of your favorite reality shows?
Oh, gosh, I love Ratchet TV, what I call it.
Yes.
Some of it is, you know, some of it is really ratchet. And others, I watch anywhere from Sweet Pies to anything Housewives of whatever. The recent one is Celebrity Exes or whatever. That's
Hollywood Exes.
And,
the Hollywood Exes? Yeah.
Hollywood
Exes, I'm sorry. American Idol, I only watch it really during the auditions and then towards the end. But
okay.
I do watch a lot of reality TV. I'm pretty sure, you know, what everybody else watches as well.
Okay. TJ, what are some of the shows that you watch? I know you told me you don't watch a lot of reality shows, but you know a lot about what's going on. What are the ones that you enjoy?
I'm not really the reality show guy, but I did my research just for this show.
Definitely appreciate it. Marshall, what do you watch?
I do American Idol. I do all the talent shows, the X Factor. I've caught the Braxtons. I've caught the Housewives. And I've caught this mess Hollywood, what, Love and Hip Hop?
Love and Hip Hop, okay. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, okay.
Love, Hip Hop and Mess of Atlanta.
CK, why do you think reality shows dominate TV now? Why every time we turn around there's a new show? I'm just telling Ms. Parker, we have the Bob Whitney Houston's family. They have a new one coming out. They have more singing competitions coming out. I think Gladys Knight's going to be hosting one. They have why what's this craze with reality TV?
Well, I've spoke about this before as far as Hollywood is concerned and the machine behind the creativity behind some of the programming that we watch. And it's basically because most of this stuff is guaranteed to generate money. They know that people are going to tune into it, and they don't want to invest in original programming because it's a gamble.
Right.
And if you notice more and more that they're using star power as a vehicle, and if you really dissect reality shows, they're nothing but a marketing plan. It's a way for people to push their agenda. Nothing else. And they're not really showing you reality. I had the privilege of being on Ambush Makeover at one point in time. Salon that I was working in, the people came in and said, hey, can we bring somebody in for an Ambush Makeover? There's nothing reality about it. They make it seem like they go, you know, and do something really random and that it's really reality. Everything is scripted. If it's not written down on paper, then they're directing you to respond a certain way. So nothing that we see is something that's really original. They give you pretty much an area
I'm
to
sorry,
stay
go
in,
ahead. I like you think.
And they shoot.
Yeah.
So it's not really reality.
Ms. Parker, you got something?
I think most reality shows viewers are not under the delusion that this is reality. I think that most reality shows viewers are smart enough to know that there's some kind of scripting going on and certain things are set up. I think the reasoning there are so many viewers is because it's an escape, right? So you have a long day at work, you feel better about yourself. I know I do. I'm like, well, at least I'm not in that situation. At least I'm not that bad. At least my life is not that screwed up. I mean, it's an escape, and it's a way of, for me it is, I know it's scripted. You know, I went to school for journalism, and I understand the whole television, and I'm still addicted to it. And Steve and I have seen The Housewife being filmed.
Yeah,
we've seen things redone, and people have to walk back in, and we've seen it, and I still watch it. It's just an escape.
Right.
I'm like, okay, so whatever's going on with me, at least I'm not hurt.
Right.
So it's just mindless. I call it a mindless television. You don't have to think. And I watch a lot of TV that I do have to think. I'm a documentary junkie. I'm a news junkie. So I watch a lot of intense televisions as well. So when I'm watching this foolishness, I'm escaping all of the craziness that's going on CNN or whatever, 2020, whatever else I've watched earlier that evening. So for me, that's what it is.
Yeah. Marshawn, Chike mentioned this, the marketing tool, and you do find that, like, anytime someone wants to promote something, like, you know, Jennifer Lopez, she joined American Idol, released an album, did really well, it's torn, you know, kind of boost her back up. What do you think that's what reality does for most of celebrities that are known in the industry?
I mean, not necessarily. If you look at somebody like Fantasia, who did her reality show on VH1, it didn't really do nothing for it. So, I mean, I think people watch reality is because when America is nosy, we want to know what's going on.
Oh, my God,
so,
yes, I was going to say that. We are nosy. I'm nosy. Everybody that watches reality TV is straight up nosy. That's the only way I know how to, and to piggyback on, I think it was Ms. Parker, it's just something that, you know, it does make you feel better. Like, okay, I'm really blessed.
I'm not that
you're not that far left.
Valid points, too. Looking at it from the like the business standpoint of it, but I think the rest of us as viewers, we're looking at it as, okay, well, this is our escape, you know. Like the young lady was saying, we're nosy. We want to have something to talk about the next day. We want to post something on Facebook. It's entertaining.
Yeah, it's like watching a soap opera. Basically, you got your moms and your grandma that go on lunch break and watch their soap operas. It's just a real life soap opera,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Toya, what do you think makes for a great reality show?
Well, anything that has drama, anything
drama.
That has sex, attractive people, sex, drama, catfights, you got that recipe, you're good to go. And to kind of piggyback off of what everybody else was saying about reality shows making you feel better about yourself, which is an aspect I never considered, but it does put America in the seat to judge versus being judged. You get to point the finger now and look at other people and say, oh, she's jacked up or he's a jerk or whatever, and you're not being judged and you have no kind of backlash for it.
Yep.
I agree. How do you think it influences our society? Take Chike, watch it.
Well, we have the sensationalism about celebrity and fame. That would be royalty. That's our royalty in this country. And the masses tend to follow, fame and celebrity. So if there's, the latest trend or the latest thing that someone's doing on their reality show, that wave comes, across the board, in society. I personally don't think it's for the better. I think it's for the worse, because these are scenarios that are being scripted for your benefit, and people are embracing it like it's, really wholehearted truth. So you have trends that are going around socially that they're picking up from these reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
For example, mm-hmm. Love Her to Death, but Tamar Braxton, her brashy demeanor on screen, a lot of people find that endearing and they're acting like that out in the street. It's causing
mm-hmm.
problems with people, with, their attitudes in the street, people dealing with, that brash attitude. It's not,
mm-hmm.
it's not real.
I think it's interesting you said that, because I have a friend that she loves reality TV, and when I met her, she's not a cursor. She doesn't curse. But I was talking to her one day, and every other word she was cussing. I said, "What's going on?" And she said, "I'm sorry, Stephen, but watching all this reality TV, they always cuss each other out, and I pick it up." She said, "Do you think that we're influenced that way? We can be influenced that way, that if, being in that element, hearing people cussing and swearing, getting smart, that it rubs off on them?"
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
TJ?
You said TJ.
Yeah.
I'm always hearing TK. I was like, did he call me?
Oh,
my God. Repeat the question.
I said, do you think that those behaviors we see rub off on us, and that we start acting out in our own personal lives?
Well, I think, like this, someone said, we use it as an escape. It's just a funny characteristic that we probably picked up. We know that we shouldn't go there a lot of times, but it's just something funny. That's all. And a lot of people, America is looking for humor. So forgive them if they escape for 30 minutes or to an hour and take it to their daily lives for probably, 4 hours a day out of 24 hours, just to say thebomb.com, whatever. It doesn't matter. They find it funny. That's how I look at the glass half full, I suppose.
Do you, Toya, think that the people that are most obnoxious, most in your face, they seem to be the successful ones? Like, I'll use Nene as example, Tamar as example. Those are the ones that are loud and those are the ones that are kind of like the breakout stars. Do you think that's usually the case in these shows?
Of course, you have to have that token loud mouth that you have to have a jerk on every show. Just like when the Real World was on and popping, you had to have your token black person, you had to have the token gay person. So it's, okay, that's played because, the gay population has increased or whatever, so it's not so much abnormal anymore. Now you have to have the gay loud. I'm sorry, the the token loud mouth. And being that I work in the school system, I see it trickling. Well, sometimes they are gay. But yeah, I see it trickling down to the kids because, you know, now it affects our fashion. You know, our age, we take on the fashion, whereas the younger kids take on the loudmouth persona. And they're in class and they're screaming at each other. And then they are kind of acting out the scenes. And they're talking about what happened last night on Love & Hip Hop, when they're talking about what happened last night on Basketball Wives or whatever. And they become the people that they admire, which is usually the one who's the loudest, who's the most ignorant, and gets in the most fights.
Let me ask you, because you work in the school system, do you think there should be an age limit to kids watching some of these shows?
Absolutely, but that comes a gray area when you get into the age group, because a lot of these kids are not being raised by people, they're being raised by the TV. So
yeah.
Who's there to say, oh, you're too young to watch it?
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's. I'm gonna go through each person and tell me if you could be on a reality show, what would be the one you would want to be on and why? Start with you, Adrian.
Oh man.
If you could be on one reality show and tell us why you want to be on that one.
Oh gosh. Okay. Can you go to the next person and come back around?
Okay.
Okay.
Ms. Parker, what about you?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't do it?
I would.
No.
Why wouldn't you?
I would not.
Why wouldn't you want to do it? Just because of...
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Because I have too much respect for myself, and I would not like to run my business. That's the number one thing.
I hear that. What about you, TJ?
And my patience are very short, so I'll be acting ignorant.
Oh yeah, I would pay to watch Ms. Parker in a reality show because she wears it all on her face. Okay.
I have zero patience.
Go ahead, TJ. What about you?
Give me my own.
You want your own?
Give me my own TJ show.
Oh Lord.
Okay.
No.
What would it be about? What would it be about, following you, a day in life?
Hell, if they can make a show, I think I can make a show about something. Going down the street, walking down the street, going to the grocery store. I can pull something off.
You'll figure something out, right?
I can pull something off.
What about you, Marshawn?
I think I probably will only do one if I knew the people. You know, a lot of times they put you in a situation where you don't really even know the person that you want to show with.
Right.
So I don't like you said, I don't have patience to, you know, go back and forth stuff with people. So if I'm gonna argue with somebody, I'd rather be with somebody I know.
Okay. Alright. Toy.
I think I'm with TJ. I want to create my own.
Yeah.
But it would probably be about, you know, me trying to break into the modeling industry, because I do want to be a fitness model, and I do want to do print modeling, so it would be along those lines. But if I had to choose one that's already out, I don't know, it might be Love & Hip Hop, but I would be, like, the quiet one, just listening to everybody.
You'd be kicked off.
I don't know, you can't get kicked off of Love & Hip Hop unless you fight. Unless you actually, they fight. They stay on. I don't know. I would probably need my own.
You have to speak intelligently. Then you get kicked off.
I don't know. Virginia State alumni or something. I don't know.
So, Ms. Parker, wasn't on the House of Atlanta the first season, the girl got kicked off because she was too boring. What was that?
Yep, she showed it, Eric White.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't have drama. Uh-huh. She got kicked off.
She was kind of boring, but... I mean,
you said she was born.
Yeah, she had like a charity show. That's all she did.
CK, what show would you want to be on?
I've been joking around for years now about starting my own reality show, and the title of it is going to be called Pay These Bills. and it would be me going through my daily life robbing Peter to pay Paul. Because I think that you going through life, I think it would be educational. You know, I think that people growing up are a little detached, and so the adolescents can see what it's really like to be an adult. You want to be grown so bad? Check out this reality show where someone grown is going through the daily throes of life. This is what happens. This is what goes on.
Yeah. They're coming out with a new reality show. I'm trying to give Adrian some time to think. They're coming out with a new reality show about women who are carrying babies for other women and are giving up for adoption. Do you think some things are a little off, should be off limits, or is that something that we need to see?
I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
but like I said before, they're running out of ideas. So they're pulling straws. They don't know what to do anymore. They'll try it, and if it fails the first year, then they'll cancel it, and then they'll try something else. But one thing that I do want to say about reality shows, you know who I admire in the whole game? I look at someone like a Bethany Frankel, who started out on the Housewives show, and she spun it into gold. That's what it was meant to do. That's why those Housewives shows were created.
She started off on
Jersey, New York.
She
started off in New York.
She was on Donald Trump, The Apprentice.
Why was she on there? She wasn't no celebrity.
Or she was on Martha Stewart's, one of them. She was on that first.
Yeah, The Apprentice
Bethany
show.
Was on
it
that
wasn't
first
celebrity.
Before she. Yeah. It wasn't Housewives wasn't her first show. But I
so
just
that wasn't
it up
her first
to her.
Show.
She has made a great living out of it.
Yeah. And that's what the whole genre was designed for, that the whole Housewives franchise was designed to give these women that were downtrodden a leg to stand on. And some of them have used it for the purpose that it was there for, and some of them have, you know, contributed to what they've contributed to.
Right. Adrian, did you start what you wanted to be on?
I wouldn't want my own I just wouldn't want everybody in my, so deep in my business like that, but I would. That was a great segue because I do like Bethany Frankel. I think she's probably one of the smartest ones, I'll say, because we know some of those women on the reality shows don't have a brain to stand on, but she seems to be pretty intelligent and uses, you know, her platform to work, you know, for the better. So, and she seems to be outgoing and welcoming to everybody. She looks past everything, as you can see, the characters that she hires for her staff. So, I wouldn't mind being like her maybe skincare consultant or a business partner or something like that because I like her personality. I'm sorry, that was a boring answer, but that's just what it is.
It was good.
I'm thinking about
that one show.
Yeah.
One show I think they should have kept on that was educational and we needed a society was the show about Muslim families who are Americans who were born here, who been here for generations, just happen to be Muslims. That show was canceled off TLC because sponsorship was pulled from it. Kayak.com and Lowe's and all those companies refused to sponsor the show because they got all these petitions and letters and phone calls in the mail. That is horrible. That just shows how we have no tolerance for everybody, for anybody else. And I think that just shows where we are as a society still. You know what I mean? Like, these people have been here for generations. It's not like they could be your neighbor. They're your, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Co-workers. And I just think that was horrible. The show was pulled off because of that.
Now, are there any shows that anyone feels that should be canceled? I know there was talk
Love
about...
Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, immediately.
All of them. All of them.
That's
you know what?
I watched it.
I watch a lot of reality TV, but that's the one that I could not. After the first episode, I couldn't. I couldn't.
What was the turn off?
I can't watch Big Ange.
I concur.
What was the turn on?
Big Ange is hilarious.
I can't.
For Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, it's the girl who is I guess she's the man stripper or whatever she is.
Josh.
Josh. I couldn't take it. And then all of the, that was just too much for me. And then they all seemed like they were acting. Like, I understand that they are scripted. I do know that. But they are just doing too much now. They are doing the most in this one. And I just, I can't.
It seems more like a bad soap opera than a reality
show. Yeah. Oh, my God. I just couldn't.
Well, I don't know which one should be canceled. I know which one shouldn't get started, and that's the R&B Divas. Now, I love Faith Evans. She's always been my favorite singer. But you got a bunch of has-been pretty much on the show trying to make a comeback, and I don't think it's going to last. I don't think it should start. It comes out next month.
Just do what you have to do to make your music.
Right. Yeah.
What they're saying with this show, because we've had several people on our show and they're going
to
be on upcoming shows.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, and what they're doing is they want to take away not only it's not about them. I'm sure strategically some of it is about them relaunching their careers or making their careers bigger, but they want to show women who have gone through real life problems and how they're bouncing back. They're trying to inspire. So what they're saying is it won't be all everyone's just hugging, singing Kumala, my lord. But they're arguing. They won't be throwing bottles at each other. They won't be, they're really supporting each other and, handling their business outside of music and outside, other things.
Yeah, it's supposed
on.
To be
so
more of a
positive spin. Yeah.
So it's
kind of
like another Hollywood exit, pretty much.
Another part to that R&B Divas movement, too, is there's a movement to get music back to where it used to be. So a lot of I think there's going to be another one with men as well.
Okay.
I secretly heard that from someone. So there's a movement to get music back to where it used to be as opposed to the music that we're listening to now.
He is tripping me out.
Well, listen, y'all, I want to thank everyone for being on the show, sharing your input. Adrian, TJ, Marshawn, Toya. And Chike, thank you all. And everyone have a great night, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
It was great.
Bye.
Good night.
It was great.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah. Call
me back.
Okay. Call you back. Who was that? Okay. Let's take a quick commercial break and go on to Steven's playlist.
There's a fire burning in the street. EOTM really, really can't be beat. There's so much we say to everyone we reach, changing lives with our scorching, steaming heat. We have a PR that gets you on TV. Don't let this pass you, cause everyone won't see. Call us, we will work out a great deal. Get you heard on a station that has wheels.
We will always be around. We can always be found. Got the net locked down, so you'll always have it on. We got the VJs, they can put you on the wave. So go ahead and say,
EOTM got it going.
EOTMradio.com. Check us out. Talk to Carla. Get the PR you need to get on TV. Take it from Ron Anthony, nominee for the South Florida Gospel Music Awards. Don't forget, let's take it to the street. All right? EOTM. Got it going.
Now it's time to go on to Steven's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country who want to be featured during this segment. Each week we select artists to play on our playlist. Tonight our playlist features songs by both independent and major artists, including, almost lost my list, Phoenix Electric, my homie, Beyonce, New Breed, and John Legend. If you're interested in being featured on the playlist, please email us at thestevenknightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, one or two promotional pictures. Now, remember, all songs must be edited for radio, meaning no cursing, and we definitely look forward to hearing from you. The first song is by my homie, my producer, friend, Phoenix Electric. It's song entitled Go. Check it out and enjoy Steven Quinlan's.
Make you dance, baby. lights and you're the life of the party. Bacardi. I walk to the beat. I talk to the beat. I eat to the beat. I beat it, beat to the beat. See, I'm a freak to the beat. I'm a cheat to the beat. I mean Smokey Robinson and Al Green to the beat. Why he keeps saying beat? Cause I beat it like Michael. I beat it so hard that I've been called a psycho. I can beat it like Joe, but I'm more like Ike though. Rolling down the river with the bass and the microphone. Now beat it or ask technology to repeat it. Cause that's the DJ to keep you partying on evening. The beat go hard, huh? Feel it deep in your soul. It don't make no sense. But let the beat take
the same old shit. You heard it all before. It don't make no sense. But the beat go hard. The beat go hard. The beat go hard. You can play it in your car. Just the beat go hard. It's the same old shit. You heard it all before. It don't make no sense. But the beat go hard. The beat go hard. The beat go hard. You can play it in your car. Just the beat go hard.
Just the beat go hard. Yep. The beat is frozen. Yep. The beat so cold. Words for its clothing. Yep. The beat so nasty. Indecent exposure. The beat is smoking hot, so we don't care what it shows us. The bass is like her ass. Mm-hmm. The snare like her titties. She move with percussion. Her melody is pretty. The beat is from the 80s. Hey. The beat's a Georgia peach. The beat is so thick that I had to eat the beat. It's the same old shit. You heard it all before. Yep. It don't make no sense. But the beat go hard. Yep. So I don't skip a beat. I keep it in line. Cause the beat is more important than anything I rhyme. Damn. If you can't beat them, join them. Then beat them all to sleep. You can lead them to the water, but you can't make them drink. You can give us information, but you can't make them think. So I guess I'll make them dance while just talking about the beat.
Repeat, no shit. You heard it all before. It don't make no sense. But the beat go hard. The beat go hard. The beat go hard. You can play it in your car. Just the beat go hard. It's the same old shit. You heard it all before. It don't make no sense. But the beat go hard. The beat go hard. The beat go hard. You can play it in your car.
Go, go.
man. I like the way that you move, master, you know how I do.
Shawty, you're killing them hard with them lady pants. Simple elegance, looking better when you dance. Chest to the sun with a thoroughbred stance. You gallop through the rhythms of a native drum chant. Your granny must be Navajo. Your mama do rodeo, your papa do the sabaro. I bite you, ain't no antidote. The red blouse do arouse, I come at you like a matador does. Attract horny bulls, all the girls are waiting to see which one he pulls. Eeny, meeny, miny, meeny, free, numptual. Enforcer in the Porsche case, the fool wanna duel. You'll cool, your fucking jet who wanna be next. Ooh, I'll probably get life if I let one off. So I let him go like a pro. Sir, Andre with an accent, 3-0-0, Benjamin. Lauren is the middle name that was given by my mama. Success was on her brain. Rain, Bentley funds, got the umbrellas, Benjamin, got the sweaters. Hey, what more can we sell them? Sun, spring will bring the parasol. Now watch him parasail to entertain us all.
Don't stop, baby.
Yeah.
Don't stop, man.
Yeah.
get you high, it feel like floating. Rowing no paddle, baby, I'm stroking. Big shit, put the motion in the ocean. Nothing to lose, cause you got the game all. Well, all you machines, girl, I can't stall. No pills, I hear that thing call. Cause I'm here to make it wetter than the rainfall. Body on the waist, just between your thighs, got you shaking. When I taste it, got me in amazement. Feeling like I'm Hurricane Jason. Try to beat her storm, keep racing. Run a marathon, I ain't new to this. Virgil splash, waterfall is straight ludicrous. I don't do the OJ, but baby girl, you juicing it. I'm not afraid to drown if your tidal wave moving in.
Yeah. kids, I ain't thinking about nobody. Ain't losing no sleep at night, worrying about nobody. I'ma keep my head to the sky, gotta get this money. I'ma keep my head to the sky, gotta get this money. Cause I'm too focused, I ain't thinking about nobody. Ain't losing no sleep at night, worrying about nobody. I'ma keep my head to the sky, gotta get this money. I'ma keep my head to the sky, gotta get this money.
No doubt this love is here to stay.